UNICEF is mourning the deaths of 7 children who were killed while waiting for water at a distribution point in central Gaza Sunday. The Israeli military says it was targeting a terrorist, but what it calls a technical error sent the munition off course. The deaths come days after several women and children were killed while lining up for nutritional supplements. According to UNICEF, last month more than 5,600 children were diagnosed with malnutrition. The UN relief agency UNRWA says it has truckloads of food and medical supplies waiting in warehouses, and it called for Israel to lift the siege on Gaza in a tweet reading in part, "Let the UN, including UNRWA, do its life-saving work." As attention has focused on Gaza and occasionally on Iran, UN officials continue to sound the alarm on increasing violence in the occupied West Bank. Philippe Lazzarini is the head of UNRWA.
In the shadow of Gaza, appalling violence is taking place across the occupied West Bank.
He spoke at an international conference in Switzerland today, saying Israeli restrictions on the movement of people and goods are intensifying the impact of what he calls a brutal military operation by Israeli security forces and rampant violence by Israeli settlers, with people being displaced at levels not seen since 1967.
Public infrastructure is systematically destroyed, so Palestinians cannot return. And the demography of camps is permanently altered. Annexation is well on the way.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.